go into effect. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. An Arizona judge rules the state can enforce a near-total ban on abortions that's been blocked for nearly 50 years.
A Pima County Superior Court judge grants Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich's request to lift an injunction on an over 100-year-old statute, making it illegal to have or provide abortions with exemptions for saving a mother's life. The law was in place until after the Supreme Court's 1973 decision in the Roe v. Wade case, which the High Court overturned earlier this year. Brnovich, a Republican who filed the motion against Planned Parenthood to bring the statute back, reacting on Twitter, posting, "I have and will continue to protect the most vulnerable Arizonans." The ruling comes a day before another law takes effect, banning abortions in the state after 15 weeks of pregnancy, unless there is a medical emergency. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Forecasters say Tropical Depression 9 could impact Florida as a hurricane by the middle of next week, with 24 counties now under a state of emergency.
You really need to start going through your hurricane supplies, making sure you have everything on hand. You pull out all of your emergency supplies, make sure you have everything that you need.
National Hurricane Center Acting Director Jamie Rowe, Monroe County has declared a state of local emergency ahead of the storm, saying evacuations and sheltering will be discussed tomorrow for visitors and people who live in mobile homes, low-lying areas, and the homeless. Two U.S. military veterans released by Russian proxies in Ukraine are back in the U.S.
40-year-old Alex Drukey and 27-year-old Andy Nguyen arriving Friday at New York's JFK Airport before heading the rest of the way home. They're both from Alabama.
Fox's Lisa Brady. The men flew to the U.S. from Saudi Arabia after the Saudis helped arrange a prisoner exchange that led first to the release of 10 foreign nationals by Russia-backed separatists on Wednesday. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
A federal jury rules against Project Veritas in a civil lawsuit.
A federal jury in D.C. awarding $120,000 in damages to Democracy Partners, which worked for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign through the DNC, in which a Project Veritas journalist in 2016, posing as an intern, secretly recorded video of the group suggesting they were planning to provoke violence by supporters of Donald Trump at his rallies. Though videos Democracy Partners say were edited, which Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe denies, vowing an appeal, saying the jury verdict endangers hidden camera investigations, that journalism is on trial, and that Project Veritas will not be intimidated. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he plans to erect tents the size of airplane hangars for temporary shelter for thousands of migrants being sent to the city by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. A major retailer with new rules for holiday returns.
Retailing giant Walmart wants to be the top pick for consumers when it comes to holiday shopping, launching three no-concerns return options, including extended return windows through the end of January for customers who are looking to get an early start on their Christmas shopping, curbside returns, and starting next month, free pickups from homes of Walmart Plus members when they want to make a return with no box or label necessary. The company says it would add 40,000 seasonal and full-time employees to the payroll as it heads into the holiday season. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A bargain hunter at an estate sale in Maine ended up with more than just the electric mixer he was looking for. Will Sideri said that while at the sale, a framed document with Latin script and musical notations caught his eye. Academics say it came from a Roman Catholic liturgy used in a cathedral in France and dates to the late 15th century. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.